This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Governor Polis says RTD needs to build a new rail line northwest of Denver that was promised years ago. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
In 2004, voters approved RTD's plan to raise taxes to build out a large rail network. But costs rose and RTD couldn't finish parts of it, including the B-line to Boulder and Longmont. That's now estimated to cost $1.5 billion. RTD's new CEO recently said the best way to serve those areas might not be with rail. Now, the governor is pushing back on that. He says taxpayers should get the rail line they were promised. But RTD says to do that, it still needs more money. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate jumped to 8.4% in December. That's right around the time of new coronavirus restrictions. Job losses in hospitality and leisure drove the rise. Ryan Gedney is with the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. He says even with looser restrictions, job losses may continue.
Although I still think cold weather is going to hold back some of that hiring within the restaurant industry.
The state's unemployment rate is the highest it's been since June. And Longmont will continue to provide free groceries to residents in need through March. A handful of nonprofits helped launch the program in June. Organizers say so far they've given out more than 75,000 pounds of food. In sports, the Nuggets are in Phoenix to take on the Suns tonight, and the Avs will play in Anaheim against the Ducks Sunday. This is CPR.